So now you're changing your thoughts.
Yeah.
Right? So your thoughts and your habits are creating who you are as a person.
And you become the architect of your future.
What did you just say?
You become the architect of your own future. Hey everybody, Dylan LaGranger here, Seaport Real Estate Group. I'm here with Tim Bray discussing effectiveness over busyness. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I first got into this industry,
yeah,
I would ask people how they're doing. And it wouldn't matter if it's an agent that's been in the industry for 20 years versus 6 months. The response that I got back from everybody was, it's busy. I'm busy. You know, and I think people like to feel that because they're busy and they're running around, they have a lot of things going on, that that's what they're supposed to be doing. And I'll tell you what, if that gives you peace and happiness, knowing that you had a full day of being busy, so be it.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Well, when I hear busy, I hear chaos.
Right.
I hear out of control.
Yeah, but do people feel like that's what they're supposed to be doing?
Well,
being busy.
I think society nowadays is kind of coached to be busy. And it's almost like the dumbing down of ideas, where you're not creative at all anymore.
You're busy.
Yeah, you're so busy, but are you effective?
So all I can do is speak to myself,
yep,
and not anybody else. But you notice what time do I get up?
3.
Yeah, I'm up at
4 o'clock in the
morning. Usually 3 by 3, I'm up. I'm out in my office. And the reason for that, I look at it like I've got a battery that's been charged.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking with you pretty early right now. It's 8:56 in the morning, yet half my day is gone.
Yeah.
But I still feel like my battery's charged. And I can give you my creativeness.
Yeah.
You talk to me at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm not as effective.
Yeah.
So.
See how that coincides, though.
Yeah.
Creativity.
So what do you have for us?
There was a study done that people using their time, they spend 80% of their time being busy and 20% being creative.
Right.
But creative is actually effective.
Right.
So when you find out what is effective, you double down on it.
I completely.
Double down on it, franchise it, and apply it in different areas of your life.
Rinse and repeat.
Rinse and repeat.
And it's not just work.
Yeah.
It's whether or not you're going to a Bible study on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Right? It's if you're getting up in the morning and the first thing you do is get a glass of water.
Yeah.
After that, maybe you're going to the gym.
Gym.
So, but you're creating. Now what I'm hearing is effectiveness, but now are we talking about effectiveness and habits?
Yeah.
Are we saying?
Oh, yeah. They go hand in hand.
So now you're changing your thoughts.
Yeah.
Right? So your thoughts and your habits are creating who you are as a person.
And you become the architect of your future.
What did you just say?
You become the architect of your own future.
So you control.
Through habits, creativity, and time management, really. Because time is so. You could take my shirt. I can go buy another one. You can take my car. I can find another one. Time. I can never get that back. So if I'm giving my time towards something that is not effective, why am I doing it? I'm just busy.
So you're taking the appropriate actions.
The appropriate actions.
And so what we've done and what I've done, hopefully everybody in this group implements this year, is a point system. So what you do is you go and you say, okay, well, you know those things you should do each day.
Yeah.
And my gosh, if you've gotten, the way I do it is certain things are worth certain number of points.
Yeah.
So whether it's calling my past clients, going to that Bible study,
yeah,
whatever it may be, once you get those points fulfilled, then you can do whatever you want with your day.
Yeah.
What excites you? My battery.
Then you can be creative.
Then you can be creative.
And that's where ingenuity, that's where all inventions are created.
Right.
And Elon Musk, I'm sure he.
Well, right now, I think we're in this time of change, right? We have the ability, if we can be creative right now.
Yeah.
And because we have time.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you may not have that commute. You may not have to come into the office. You can use Zoom. You've created this window of time. A lot of people, what are they doing with that time?
Yeah.
They're drinking.
They're drinking.
They're boozing.
Bad habits.
They're creating horrible habits right now.
Yeah.
So I think we're creating, for those of us who are out there trying to create good habits, I think this is probably one of the most opportune times we've ever had in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else? You've got a lot of notes there.
I found that being quiet and just relaxing brings out creativity as well. So you almost, you find you'll hear things when you finally shut up. Listen. And kill the noise.
Get rid of the noise.
Get rid of the noise.
And really listen.
Really just listen to
but
yourself.
But listening maybe to you.
Yeah, to yourself.
To yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? What are you saying? Yeah. And are you around?
How are you feeling?
Are you in the right culture?
Yeah.
Are you surrounded by people that actually don't care about you just for a paycheck?
Yeah.
Just putting up numbers. Oh. Because it's
fertile soil.
What? Because it's so much more than that. Yeah. Right? We have so much more to give.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about what we're doing as a group.
Yep.
You know, we always have conflicts. We have roadblocks, speed bumps. How do we get through them?
Yeah.
How do we help the other person get through those?
Being effective, creating good habits, using time.
And what's holding us back?
Ourselves.
Ourselves. And are we surrounded?
Biggest battle.
Right. And are we surrounded by other people that are out there who are holding us back as well?
Yep.
And if we are, we need to work through that.
Yeah.
So I'm more excited during the pandemic right now in the year that's to come to help more people than I ever have been. And I'm not talking about real estate.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about real estate.
Just personally, growth.
It is. It's scary times. I'm scared to death about the pandemic. I'm scared to death of getting COVID. Yep. I sure as heck don't want to be one that spreads it to somebody else.
No, absolutely.
I don't want to adversely impact somebody's life.
No.
But I think that maybe with everything that's happened in this world, we're all kind of ready for a change.
Yeah.
We're ready to make an impact like we've never had before.
Yeah.
And I think that's what your daughter is capable of doing in a big way.
Yeah.
So what else we got?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
I thought that was powerful. Yeah.